It was July 4th in Prince George's County, predictably one of the busiest nights of the year. But at times, the county had under a dozen call takers answering 911 calls. At one point, there were 33 calls waiting. At least one waited more than 6 minutes for someone to pick up the phone.
We're supposed to answer within 10 seconds. We just have too many calls and too few people to handle that.
That call taker, whose voice we've altered, and two others tell WTOP they're concerned by staffing levels at 911.
We have calls that are nonstop, and we can't keep up with them. We feel like we're suffocating.
Scott Peterson, the spokesman for County Executive Rashern Baker, says after reviewing call logs, they saw an uncharacteristic surge in calls that night. He says, fortunately, there were no missed emergency calls or tragic circumstances because of the delays.
When we're fully staffed, the authorized strength is 17 and a half people per shift in 911.
Charlene Flaherty, the county's director of public safety communications.
Right now, when you consider vacancies, people in training, and people on leave, it's 13.
Flaherty acknowledges the job is stressful.
You get really burnt out if every day that's all you do is experience other people's worst days.
10 new call takers have been hired and are being trained. She says the county's working to raise salaries to attract and keep the best call takers in the region. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.